In today's episode, you'll learn what it takes to get to Apple Podcasts' new and noteworthy section. Welcome to Podcasting Q&A, where you learn the best tips and strategies to launch, grow, and monetize your podcasts. This week's question comes from Megan.
Our podcast is called Wild Healers, and we are growing at a very rapid rate, having only been around for a month. But I'm noticing that all the new and noteworthy podcasts for Apple seem to be coming from large companies lately, due to COVID-19, having everyone and their mother putting out podcasts. Is there any way for a small private podcast to even make the new and noteworthy section anymore? We would love to make it up there.
Thanks for your question, Megan. Now, getting onto Apple Podcasts' new and noteworthy section is a common goal that new podcasters aim for, because the idea is to get some exposure and then use that to build momentum to grow your podcast moving forward. So in this episode, we're going to discuss what is commonly believed to be the best strategy to land on Apple Podcasts' new and noteworthy section. And then we're going to be speaking with a fellow Buzzsprout podcaster to learn what they did to land in the new and noteworthy section. So what does it take to get to Apple Podcasts' new and noteworthy section? The truth is, nobody really knows unless you work at Apple. But what we do know is that it probably has to do with the number of subscribers that you get. So whether it's a number of subscribers during a 24-hour period or the number of subscribers that you get 90 days from the day of launch. At one point in time, many people believe that it was the number of downloads or reviews that helped you make it to the new and noteworthy list. And over time, we found out that it's just not the case. There are plenty of shows with lots of reviews that don't even make it on the list. And then there are some shows with a few reviews that make it on Apple Podcasts, new and noteworthy. So at the end of the day, there is an algorithm that influences what goes on Apple Podcasts' new and noteworthy lists. However, there is a person that ultimately decides what does and doesn't go in that section. Now, to answer your question whether an independent podcaster can make it to the new and noteworthy list, the answer is yes, which is why we spoke to Chris, a fellow Buzzsprout podcaster who got his show onto the new and noteworthy list. You'll hear him sharing what he did to promote his podcast in the beginning and some of the long-term benefits he's had for his show since landing on the new noteworthy list.
Okay, so the start was really crucial. You need momentum early. So a strategy that I employed was a lot of research, first of all. Maybe a podcast like this can shortcut it for listeners, but I just researched for hours online on how do you get a good start and is the new and noteworthy Apple section possible for someone like me just starting out. And I found some things that really mattered. Trying to get three episodes in the can, like really have a nice little package of three things. My episodes are 20 minutes in length. But the idea of putting three together so that if people listen and they like it, they don't have to wait a week or whatever to hear more. They can become really engrossed in it and just pick up the next one and the next one. So three in the can early, I think, was great advice, and that helped. But still, if nobody knew about it, what was that going to do? So I leveraged my friends. You can leverage your friends for about 6 months. After that, they want you to leave them alone. But you use it early. I made sure all the Facebook friends that I had, they knew that it was going to launch on January 24th, 2019 with three episodes. I reached out through email to a bunch of friends and said, hey, this thing's going to drop. Check it out. If you like it, like what you do in that first week is going to make a huge, huge difference. Created a Facebook page, decent graphic on it. And so it launched on January 24th. And that day, there were already hundreds of friends and friends of friends who knew it was coming, were able to get three episodes in so they could decide they really liked it. And started sharing. And that was key. By February the 5th, you know, after January the 24th, we already had a couple hundred reviews. You know, we had, I think we had like 75 reviews and like a couple hundred ratings. And that made all the difference in the world, man. Getting your friends on board early. So it did not take long. I go one day and all of a sudden, boom, it's like 25% higher than the day before. And I didn't know why. So I go to podcasts and I check out the Christian new and noteworthy, and there's Excel still more right there. And it was only a couple weeks in. It stayed for, I think it's an 8-week run. I think I did the research, and that's about what we were in there for. So we had this nice sustained boost, you know, where it was not It was growing, but it was growing a lot faster than it was in that first 2 weeks. And it just kind of went like this. And then, you know, 8 weeks later, as quickly as we arrived, we were booted, you know, and that's what you get because you're not new anymore. And maybe you're not noteworthy. I don't know. And they replace it with the other new stuff. And, you know, immediately I could tell that that growth curved off. I mean, I was back to just the exposure of people who knew me or knew the program. Whereas for 8 weeks, I was getting exposure to people who've never met me and never heard of the program. But I believe that that momentum has led to some cool stuff. Emails I get, messages, contacts through Facebook of people who live on the other side of the world, people who live across the United States, who I don't know, who don't know anybody I know, and yet they know me because podcasting is so personal. And we've made some really cool connections. I'm convinced those connections came from that 8 weeks and what happened, you know, as a derivative of that over 18 months.
So I hope that gives you an insight on what it takes to get into Apple Podcasts' new and noteworthy section. Now, the truth is, most podcasters aren't going to make it to that list. And that's okay, because your podcast success shouldn't be tied on whether you make it on a list somewhere or not. The important thing is that you show up for your audience, and that means being consistent with your podcast episodes. That is what makes a successful podcast. Thanks for sending us your question, Megan. If you have a question you would like for us to answer on a future episode of the show, head to speakpipe.com/buzzsprout or click on the link in the show notes and record a brief audio message. Podcasting Q&A is available in both video and audio format. If you like video, please subscribe to the Buzzsprout YouTube channel. Now, if you prefer podcasts, Podcasting Q&A is available in your favorite podcast app. And that's it for today. Thanks for listening. And as always, keep podcasting.